This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russia's got a problem in Ukraine, says the U.S.
U.S. Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines says Russian forces face a major supply shortage and have been using up their stock of munitions at an unsustainable rate. The senior official says sanctions slapped on Russia are exposing its technological weaknesses, and a shortage of precision weapons such as cruise missiles is forcing Moscow to turn to countries like Iran and North Korea for equipment, including drones, artillery shells, and rockets. Meanwhile, as Russian forces pepper Ukraine with missile and drone attacks targeting energy facilities in the south and east, the Institute for the Study of War, a think tank in Washington, says that Moscow's recent offensive seems to be prioritizing psychological terror over achieving tangible battlefield effects. Jennifer King, Washington.
President Zelensky says Russia's hits on power stations are causing massive blackouts across Ukraine. President Biden's dismissing critics who call his student debt cancellation program an unfair handout.
If you have federal student debt, please visit studentaid.gov. It's easy, simple, and fast. And it's a new day for millions of Americans all across our nation.
He says 8 million borrowers have already applied for loan relief, $10,000 in federal student debt cancellation for those with incomes below $125,000 a year. California is officially ending its coronavirus emergency in February. This won't impact most people's lives much, but it is a symbolic end for some of the most restrictive elements of the pandemic. Authorities in California say Wesley Brownlee, the suspect in the shooting deaths of six people in Stockton and Oakland, has a criminal history including drug crimes. Media reports say almost all the killings happened near addresses listed for him and his relatives. The Dow gained 550 points yesterday. This is AP News. A House committee's released document showing the former President Trump's private companies charged the Secret Service high rates to stay at Trump properties during his presidency.
The House Oversight Committee says Donald Trump made more than 500 trips to his properties while he was president, and the Secret Service was charged room rates of more than $800 per night at least 11 times. Documents show two charges of more than $1,100 a night. New York Democrat Carolyn Maloney sent a letter to the Secret Service saying the exorbitant rates point to a possible taxpayer-funded windfall for former President Trump's struggling businesses. The Trump Organization denies the allegations. Former president's son Eric says the Trump family is likely the first family in American history to have not profited off the United States government. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A recent AP NORC poll shows only about 3 in 10 Americans want either Donald Trump or Joe Biden to run for president again. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.